Project Real World.
Project Real World.
This is Project Real World. It's a podcast episode. I don't know, episode 8 or 9 or something like that. Pat is operating the soundboard tonight because he knows what he's doing, apparently, because he's a video game player professionally. And by the way, Jim's not here. Pat is about to say, probably, this is Radio Free Brooklyn.
Because Jim's not here, so, but our time started, and I wanted to make sure we could start on time.
Start on time, end on time. Just, I don't know if it's in real time that we're recording. Is this a live show, Pat?
I mean, well, we record it, and then, so right now it's just recording.
That was a test, Pat. It's a rhetorical question. You don't want to ruin the magic for the people out there listening.
Sorry.
You're supposed to say yes. We didn't talk about that before, but I felt that you could have caught on to that as a freestyle.
Okay. It's live. Live radio.
It's a live record.
So yes, I did figure it's not really that hard to run the, just for recording, like, two people. It's, the point is Jim's not here, so I just...
I mean, why would we even pay that man?
I don't want to buy all this, you know, stuff. So I mean, we could, it wouldn't sound, I mean, do you know where Jim, do we have, like, a show, like, sketches?
Yeah. Well, no, we don't have any sketches or sketches. I mean, I'm coming to the conclusion very quickly that comedy in America is bullshit. And I'm looking internationally these days. I'm looking to global places where... I mean, I love America. Don't get me wrong, USA all the way. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we're not doing so hot in comedy. And that's okay, because things are serious. It's hard to get laughy about serious life.
So, but for the show, since...
Basically, Pat, when I got here early this morning, there's some problems in my homestead. And, you know, cat stuff. I spill a little bit of juices. I drink some juice. I'm drinking juices these days, just regular water. And I spilled some on some tapes in the cabinet cupboard. One of these things that Jim's got going on, storing a bunch of footage of audio that he's, I guess maybe he's recorded, or maybe, I don't know what the heck is going on in here. But anyway, I uncovered these two tapes that I had dashed a bit of water juice on. And it didn't ruin it, thank goodness. And I popped it into one of his CD tape players or something. You know, I don't really listen to music. I've been listening to some group called Can lately. They're pretty good. I think they're a bunch of Nazis. But anyway, I mean, like, I don't know, it was jazz rock or something. I got into it for a little bit. It's not a big deal. I like music. I just don't. I've never listened to it before. So anyway, but this rap that I was talking about before, they call Biz Kids.
This is like just old. I mean, because this is,
yeah, they're like this really cool music group. They do a lot of really interesting. I don't remember what you'd call it, but it's like, it's kind of like interesting music, and it's a little different from what you might hear on the Led Zeppelin. It's a little different from that. It's a little different from maybe other rap radio sort of stuff. And, well, this Kids Biz is much different from what you'd think that it would be.
So I'm not making
pancakes here. I'm making music.
So you're into music and you found tapes because you spilled...
There are three tapes. I think they're single tapes of songs that they produced when they were young babies. I don't know where they are now. Maybe you go on VH1.com and find out, but... you know, some of these
you listen to them?
Biz Kids would be really great. They're from Lower New York City, and they were rapping at the time. I think their parents, seems like all their parents were on Wall Street or something. I don't know.
So
they're children, music. But they rap about the art of finance, basically.
Okay.
And some kind of rap. It's at the early ages of the gold era of rip rap. I think it's circa late 20th century.
Okay. All right. So this is the Biz Kids with Mind Your Biz, and I'm Pad, by the way.
Yeah.
Here's the song.
Now play it already.
My name's Hot Tim. I'm the COO of the Biz Kids, and we wrote this song to tell you all a little bit about what we do here at Biz Kids. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna learn a lot about money. We're children. We are the future. All right, here we go. We're the Biz Kids. thing.
Yo, I'm Rachel, number one in my class. There isn't a test that I cannot pass. Started my own business, and you know that's hard. But I can teach you how it's not that hard.
We're the Biz Kids. Mind your own biz. We're gonna teach you all about stocks and derivatives. We're the Biz Kids, and we're here to say, investing in your future is the only way. Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm the youngest on the team, but I'll manage your accounts like a dream. A bust.
My name's Brian, the futures guy. When I invest in stocks, they go sky high. Life's not easy for a Biz Kid, but we sacrifice it all so you can win.
We're the Biz Kids. Mind your own biz. We're gonna teach you all about
listening, and be sure to check out BizKid. We're online, and you can email my mom and dad, and they'll let me know. Thanks.
Okay, so that.
What?
Mind your own biz.
So that was BizKids.
BizKids.
Guys, what are you doing?
No, so why? Mind your
biz.
No, I was late. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, Mike found these. Because we didn't have any sketches.
Lost
so
tapes.
He wanted to play some tapes he found.
No sketches. That's not my problem. You rent this studio. You can't just play my tapes.
Excuse me.
I didn't give you permission to do that.
We have creative control over whatever we do here, okay?
No, you don't. I'm sorry I'm late. I was on the highway and some guy threw out his like soda or something and it hit my windshield.
Rule number one when you're talking to Mike Legg, if you're going
to
say sorry, then you're going to bow down to whatever he says.
It was Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew really is not good for the clear coat.
So what did you...
It was the same as Windex.
The point is, I'm late. I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean you can go into my master tapes and just start playing stuff at random. I mean, these are personal tapes. You can't just do that.
Yeah, you're right. They're independent events, but I wanted to go into your master tapes because I spilled water on them accidentally, and I said, why would I spill water on that? It must be fake.
Because you're
put
a dick.
Put it in the tape deck.
Mike, that's why. You're a dick.
So that was
why would you do that? That's my personal stuff.
I mean,
you guys
water,
make your own
hydrating,
show. You don't need my stuff.
Well, we needed probably something, so I'm glad we had, you know, Biz Kids.
Yeah, what did you guys think of that?
Well, I took a lot of notes, okay? I mean, here's the main themes, really, that came up. Children are our future. That's a great theme. They're talking about business knowledge. That's important for everybody in the world today because the world is basically a business, and we're all just kind of, like, you know, trying to be CEOs of that.
I don't know much about rap music.
Well, rap music is kind of...
You're not missing anything, Pat. Music sucks.
I mean, I like some kinds of music. I just don't really know about rap music.
I don't like music at all. Music is no good. I don't like it. Never have.
Well, why'd you... I mean...
Where'd you even find this guy?
Jim?
I'm a good producer, Mike. I don't need to like music to be a good producer at radio.
Yeah, and Hitler was a good battle commander.
That has nothing to do with radio, Mike.
He used radio very adroitly.
Whatever. Regardless, this is my studio. Jim, me, no like music. Please don't
But
go
if
into
you
my
don't...
Stacks.
I mean, why... What I mean, you, did you record... I'm just trying to, because we just got the tape, so obviously they recorded that song here, right?
Yeah, they came into the studio, the Biz Kids in the 90s. There were a bunch of
So
kids.
Where is that?
What were was Lisa like? Did she really manage accounts like Dreams?
I don't remember that well. You know, there were a bunch of kids that
so you
were really into
but
finance.
You were like there. I mean,
you recorded Kizbiz. Kid Biz Kid.
Yeah, I did.
Well, what songs? That one that we just heard?
All of them. Yeah, I was there.
Recorded all the BizKid songs.
Yeah, I was there. I was there at the age of 9, recording an up-and-coming hip-hop group comprised child billionaires. It was a blast.
You were a prodigy, a producer prodigy.
No, I was
So you're just some dumbass who's walking around with a water pail just dumping water on the Biz Kids while they were thirsty.
No, Mike. I had an asshole father who put me to work as soon as I was able, all right? I had
able
to do what he
ready.
Said.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So you got to know the Biz Kids really well. You got
wait,
to know
you
them.
Were, because I mean, I didn't,
you
like...
You were a kid back then, though.
Child labor.
Child labor laws were pretty lax back in the Reagan era.
Yeah,
Reagan,
well, I got started early.
Reagan was still president back then.
Well, right? My dad was he was a famous radio DJ.
You had a dad. Where's
no,
your dad?
No.
Get your pops over
Why
here.
Why are we talking
about
this? This is Project Real World.
You are talking and saying, I hate music. I don't. Anyway, well, there are other songs, so should
a
we
a lot of people hate music, Pat. It's not that unique.
No, very few people hate music. That seems like a
no.
Kind
a lot of people
thing
hate
that separates
music.
Humans from animals is the love of music.
I've
you
known
think
a
apes
lot of
like
people
music?
That
probably not, but because they're
hate
not humans.
Music. Should I like soundscapes.
So this song is Biz Kids.
It's kind of a top 40 hopeful, I think. They probably tried to make it onto Billboard.
So this is Biz Kids, the untitled song. And what year, what's the recording?
What's this, a July 1990?
America. Let's get it over with. Jesus.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. We the Biz Kids Incorporated, LLC. We monetize your assets for a nominal fee. Commodities, futures, real estate, trust. We the Biz Kids client, we make you all up a bust.
I know in your mind you're saying, I love that, but how can you possibly...
So that was the Biz Kids untitled song, and we said it was untitled before, but I think it's called Nobody Beats the Biz.
Yeah, that was the word.
Nobody Beats the Biz Kids. That's what it said on the other side of the J card.
Well, sorry for not reading the other side of the J card.
From... I guess either 1993
or July 4th, 1993. Let's call it that. Independence Day.
Just call it the 90s.
Was it the bicentennial or something? Plus a couple of years.
Can we move on yet? Are we done with this?
No, we won't move on. .org.
I mean, because I thought that was
Pat,
funny.
Do you remember The Wiz?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it's like nobody beats
Nobody
the
beats
Wiz.
The Wiz.
No, I was, you know, it was...
For a while there, they were completely unbeat.
Yeah, I was a Wiz. A Wiz?
You were a Wiz kid?
Well, yeah, it's like, well, yeah, now that I think about it. Yeah, it was my favorite store. I was there a lot.
Didn't like
electronics.
The store at all.
Well,
too nerdy for me.
They had good, you know, good prices and all that.
I wasn't really into prices at that age. A little young for, you know, recognizing sales.
But, like, if you wanted to assemble, you know, electronic things, that, you know, it was a good place to buy the components.
More into just, like, seeing friends and hanging out and, you know, going to parks and playgrounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Slipping down slides and stuff.
Right. So that was Biz Kids. Nobody beats the Biz. I thought that was funny, though. You know, like, they kind of seem to get more rappy, like, you know, with the lyrics. They said yo and stuff and that.
Yeah, rappy's not really the word.
Well, I don't know.
Crappy is a better word, actually.
Thanks for stepping in, Jim.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for, to remind you of what quality
say,
is,
their flow
which
evolved.
Is what that was not.
Their flow has evolved. I agree with you, Pat. It's an evolved flow.
Yeah, so what, but I'm, so Mike's, Mike is, so Jim is saying, what was the crap, because that seemed fine.
It's crap, Pat.
But you're saying, and then you said, but you hate music, so I just.
I do.
But yeah, so sunshine's crap to you if you hated nature.
Well, right, that's what I'm.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea, okay?
Too late.
Hey, you're in my studio, Mike, and you're listening to my tapes.
Right.
Let me explain. I'm more into ambient soundscapes, you know, like a nice twilight evening setting with crickets in the background, maybe a soft breeze, maybe a train whistle in the background, you know, the sound of insects buzzing about. That is ideal. That is an ideal sound to be in.
I've listened to some records.
All of a sudden.
Like
I
that.
Know. See, good ambient music, it relaxes the senses. It gets you in the mood to think and to meditate.
You're trying to put people to sleep, put people to death, basically. It's a graveyard is what you're trying to do, is make everyone listen to the sounds of the cemetery. What the Biscuits are doing is they're getting people moving. They're getting people's blood levels up. They're getting people's heart.
No, they're trying to get people's money through bullshit. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to rip people off. It's a scam.
That's just part of their lyrics. It has nothing to do with their songs.
It doesn't surprise me that you're into scams, Mike. You would like that.
I like good business people. That's what I like, okay? I don't know about scams.
I mean, that's another thing about the Biz Kids is that they don't really seem to talk about business.
Pat, you can read about it in the New York Times. It was these group of kids in the early 90s who were very, very smart. They all had IQs like up to the ceiling. They made a bunch of money, and they made an album. And that's it. And the story ended. And nothing ever came of them after that. That was it.
So that
sounds like the story of every great rap musician I've ever listened to in my life.
I
don't know why you're just saying so negatively about them.
I mean, I was trying to say, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about rap music, but that song, compared to the last song, it seemed more like rap, like they were rapping about, you know, like rap.
I don't know how to describe it.
I just
they knew a lot about finance, Pat.
I guess it's art. I don't really know. It's hard for me to explain.
Well, you don't know the story till you know the end, don't you, Pad?
I guess.
So maybe this is a good time for us to just transition right into the final song that they ever made. There's some heavy stuff in this song. I listened to it once and caught.
You listened to it already? Have you guys been going through my stuff? Come on, where's the respect?
I mean, Mike.
We'll consider it compensation, you know, for your bullshit.
So I'm going to remember you said that, Mike.
It's recorded.
What's the name of it?
You and I got beef, Mike, okay?
I hope you hear me. We got beef,
you and I. No, you don't.
That's great. I love beef. Beef's my favorite. I cook it up on the stove every day. Once it gets around to lunch, it's pretty good.
You probably make like Jimmy Dean links or some crap like that, don't you?
Nothing with the word Jim in it. Wouldn't make that.
So we have one more song from Biz Kids in lieu of a sketch, and it's... It's called Biz Kids Forever.
Their best song. Yeah.
I'm COO. Biz Kids Forever. R.I.P. Lisa. Rachel. What do you want to say?
Stacking these piles high for these clients' greedy needs. Yes, I said it, clients, you green fiends. You know you clients like abuse. But see, when you sign with Biz Kids, you get the golden freaking goose. Secret knowledge of the market is the service we deliver, like an alchemist that turns doo-doo into liquor. Get the picture, client? There ain't nobody but us. Biz Kids, the name you must trust. Don't waste your time on alternative services, cuz. Don't waste a dime at the bank asking questions, cuz. Cause client, you too stupid and cowardly to discover the knowledge that we sell for a nominal fee. Biz Kids don't sleep in Q3. We take drugs and make beats and spend time with family, raking green leaves, press repeat. And one day soon, when my last baby teeth go flying, my fangs will emerge, and for prey I choose my clients. It's Bri, the futures guy. I like to sigh whenever I slice clients a bigger piece of that pie. You give me your money, so diversify. Smile and lie, yo, you can't deny. My four eyes and my dinosaur ties. I might be a small fry. But I cut big checks, I got red hair and freckles. He's riding shotgun in my big wheel Lexus. Biz Kids, we taking over this bus. Driving to the bank where we got our office. Playground next door, yo, the slide is a must. We gonna make you money, but we ain't gonna cuss. We children, children, bro.
Some people wanna die now. I was born a biz kid and I'll die one too, cause I know I'll be dead before 22. Working 80-hour weeks just to stay afloat. Started hundreds of biz, but I can't even gloat, cause half of them tanked and the courts took the rest. When my clients all sued me, now there's nothing left. But I'm still a biz kid, though it takes its toll. Only stocks and derivatives can fill the hole.
We'll get you PayPal, financial infos. We're biz kid y'alls, we got little bowels, but our brains are involved. Your futures, your taxes are halved. My bedtime is now.
Biz.net and .com. We got the .com. It's on. And don't forget to email. Thanks for listening.
So that was Biz Kids, the song Biz Kids Forever from 1995. I guess they just recorded the one song and they didn't. I mean, it's not from. They just had the three songs, right?
That's all. Yeah, Forever didn't last too long for
trilogy.
Them.
And I guess it was sort of also a commercial, but a little. I mean, it seemed like the.
Come on, it was art, rap music.
I'm just saying,
Mike, will you quit eating in the
secondary
purpose
art?
Come on, man,
art.
That sounds really bad. I don't want to hear that in my ears right now.
I'm sorry, Mr.
I'm just trying
game.
To put it because the last song, you know, it seemed like they got. You said their flows
of evolved.
Right. And it seems like this song, they even more, you know, like the,
yeah,
they all sounded different. Like, like
you're
older.
Giving them too much credit.
They sounded a lot older, even though it was only 1 year.
They're children.
I mean, it's just kind of sad to almost because it, you know.
That's life, you know.
And they
were life.
Saying, Lisa, all right, like, what happened to Lisa?
Sounds like she died.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm, even though, like I said, I don't really like, really listen to rap music, I thought that was interesting to listen to those three songs. It you know, it was an interesting progression.
How was it interesting, Pad? It
well,
wasn't
because
good.
It's kind of it's
music.
The
it
songs...
sounds like crap. And if you had like a good cricket in there, like a good, you know, a nice wind or a, you know, a nice a wind
cumulus
chime,
crowd,
actually.
Cloud or something like that.
Yeah. See, now you're speaking my language,
well,
Mike.
I mean,
when was the last time you thought about the sound?
Yeah, like the sound of that sound that the sun rays make when they smash on your skin and burn you in UV rays and you
exactly,
get skin cancer.
Exactly. See, that's
the sound of cancer.
That's the game I'm playing right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my
that's a really admirable
I mean, my
game.
Point is like I just feel like. That
I feel like I went at it.
I mean, it was, you know, I mean, even if you, the music aside, if you just take the kind of story, the Biz Kids, the lives of the Biz Kids, just from those three songs, you know, there's a lot to, you know, take away.
Okay, first song they were getting started. First song, Biz Kids getting started. Number one song, okay? They're getting their business ready to go. We still don't even really know if they had a business. I don't know, but the Biz Kids, the second song came out, and maybe or not, they knew some more stuff about financial stuff, but it doesn't matter because their songs get better. And the third song comes out, and their songs are even better. And it sounds like they really know what they're talking about because they sound angry and sad. They sound happy. I don't know, John, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know how you can't see that this music is important for people.
I'm sorry, Mike. Did you have a dad who, for no reason at all, had a midlife crisis when you were the age of 12 and decided to become obsessed with hip-hop in the mid-90s?
Yes!
At the age of 50?
Yes, okay. All right, you know what? Yes.
No, that doesn't make any fucking sense
oh,
at all. I'm
sense
sorry
all?
I have to curse, but I have to emphasize the point that doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, I was 9 years old. My dad is like talking about all this like De La Soul and
Tribe
Rock
Quest. Kim
and
yeah,
Tribe
Rock
Called
Kim.
Quest.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Music sucks and he forced me to like listen to this crap.
Right, and he would give you records every year for Christmas. It was a pain in the ass. Every time you woke up in the morning, there was a new stupid LP by Eric B. and Rock Kim.
It was
know,
horrible.
Paid in Full.
It was horrible.
I can't stand that record Paid in Full anymore. I'm tired of it. EPMD, can't stand that goddamn group. But
no,
I learned
no,
to
see,
love it. I learned to love it, okay?
No, see, that's where I disagree. That's where I disagree. Music shouldn't sound like rap. Music should sound like a nice, like a rainforest. You know, somewhere in South America, like in the morning, you know, when the sun is shining and the birds are tweeting and,
no.
You know, you got the sound of the
music
the
should
dew
sound
dropping from the leaves, you know, one droplet by one droplet. See, that to me, that's a nice sound.
So you're
I can
looking
drink
for Earth without people.
I can make a brunch to that.
You want Earth without people. That's what you're saying to me, is you want Earth minus people. Well, I want people minus Earth. I'm sick of this Earth. I hate the nature noises. I'm sick of them. I want people
complicate
noises.
Things. You people complicated my
people
life.
People make
why
love and hate, and it's beautiful. Nature just makes a bunch of... God, it's so boring. It's always the same stupid
and
crap over
and by the way, you guys
again.
Still owe me for last week's session.
I mean, and you said you were going to dock because you were late today, so...
Yeah, I said that. So,
yeah, well, guess what, Jim?
Whatever, fine.
Well,
fine.
We'll
yeah.
try to end on... So
guess why I'm talking to you so much, Jim, right now? Why I'm listening to you. Social coaching you right now, and you don't
no,
even know
not.
It.
No, you're not my social coach.
Well, not officially. But this is how I pay you, okay? By talking to you about your terrible issues with your terrible father.
You're going to pay me in advice?
Yeah, I'll pay you in advice.
Huh?
Listen to more rap music. It'll do you good. Your soul will harden.
So, well, we should end on time.
Yeah, what was
so
your dad like, Mike? Was he a nice guy?
I was just telling you before. He kept giving me rap records all the time. I couldn't stand it. Then eventually I learned to love it myself.
Anyway, I really want to...
You know, enslave me into labor like he did, like your dad did you. But...
You liked something, your parents?
Okay, so I would like to get the show done on time, so, because, like... I don't want to have to pay. Thank you for listening to Project Real World, and it's Project Real World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Pad and Mike Legg and
No, I'm not. No,
I'm Mike
Pad
Legg.
Mike Legg.
That's what I said. I'm Pat and
I'm Mike Legg. He's Pat. That's
the show.
Jim over here.
No.
And thank you for listening. Bye.